Hey, Alex here, and you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. Did you enjoy the interview this week I did with Julie? I hope you did. We used to do interviews on this show a lot, and I want to bring them back. We talk about the stock market and mindset quite often, and sometimes real estate. And you've told me that the stock market education has helped, and that's the goal. But I also want us to be well-rounded investors and entrepreneurs. So having other guests on to talk about other aspects of entrepreneurship will definitely help in that endeavor. Now, to the topic of this episode today, why the market sold off on Tuesday? Well, mom and dad conflicted each other in their interpretation of how the economy is moving, and the market didn't like it. Let's jump right into that. Okay, so who's mom and who's dad? Mom is the Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, and dad is Jerome Powell, Chair of the Federal Reserve. We've spoken at length about what the Federal Reserve does, right, or the central bank. They determine interest rates and other forms of monetary policy. Their chief responsibility is to ensure a healthy economic climate with a steady but checked growth, right? They want the economy to grow, but they control how fast and how hot the economy can really run. Now, Janet Yellen, who coincidentally is the only woman to ever hold either position, she was once the person that Jerome Powell is now, the chair of the Fed, and she's now the Secretary of the Treasury. She's the only woman to have held either position. Now, she was appointed by Joe Biden when he took office, and her organization, her department, serves as a financial arm to the government. So she advises the government on financial policy and coordinates federal finances like tax collection, debt management, and more. Now, I listed a couple resources in the description for you if you want to go read up more on that stuff. But here's the major difference. The Treasury manages all the money that goes into and comes out of the government, and the Federal Reserve's primary responsibility is to make sure the economy stays stable and manage the amount of money that's in circulation. So why am I telling you this? Well, so she mentioned, Janet Yellen, mentioned that she thought interest rates may need to rise sooner than projected to match the speed of the economic growth we're currently seeing. And now this comes just after Fed Chair Powell said he and his committee aren't even close to talking about raising rates. Now, he's the one who has control over raising rates. She does not. But the fact that she was once a Federal Reserve chair, what Powell is now, and she is implying that she thinks rates should be risen sooner, holds a lot of weight. If anybody else had said it, it wouldn't really matter. But the fact that she had once held the position, and she is now in another position of financial influence, and she said it, it holds a little bit more weight. Now, the contradiction caused prices to fall because market participants, right, investors, don't like uncertainty, not when it comes to their money. So when there's uncertainty in policy, people begin taking profits in some of their positions in anticipation of something actually happening. Now, this won't be the only thing to shake the markets this week. As earnings season continues, which is another catalyst, we have jobless claims today and non-farm payrolls tomorrow, right? So we're going to get a good idea of how the job market is doing. Now, in addition to the normal stuff, we have an abnormal event on Saturday, Elon Musk going on at SNL, and the entire crypto community and Dogecoin community is really expecting him to say something that's going to trigger the markets. So stay safe and stay ready and happy trading. You know, be ready for anything to happen with this whole federal chair versus federal secretary of the treasury conflict of opinion. Be ready for this Elon Musk and crypto stuff, and be ready for the market participants or the investors in the market to maybe want to take profits to protect themselves from what may be happening, or maybe they'll get over it and they'll keep bidding the prices up. But if you stay ready, you never have to get ready. Okay, so the moral of the story, right, is to have cash in your investing account ready to go, right? I'm not saying sell everything. I'm not saying don't buy anything. I'm just saying make sure you have a balance ready to move. Now, last week, I finally released that options course I was telling you about. It's on sale now at stockcourses.co. Now, anyone who's subscribed to the newsletter already, and if you're not, go subscribe now. Click the first link I put in the description for you. All subscribers get 50% off. Just check your email or subscribe now and you'll get an email and just ask how you get your 50%. Otherwise, go to stockcourses.co to get the course. Not only do I teach you options, I show you how to trade my three favorite strategies for all beginners. You don't have to be a pro to start earning money with these strategies. Go grab it now at stockcourses.co. Now, this has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well and remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.